Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. Each week I have a show on Monday nights, 7 to 8, which you're listening to, and sometimes on Thursday afternoons at 3 on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. This show is my chance to play for you things that I love. I'm trying to haunt you. I'm trying to play for you things that will get you and stay in your mind the way they do for me. Now, not all of them are going to touch you, but maybe some will, and that's my goal. I always wonder why one song appeals to me and another one doesn't. Why does one appeal to someone else when it doesn't appeal to me? And what do we have in common? I think part of it's poetry. It's the words, the story, the voice that's telling the story. But another part, of course, with songs, it's the rhythm and the music and the sounds and the notes. So that's all combined in some sort of synergistic way. It catches us. The next song caught me. It's called Anchorage. It's by Michelle Schacht. Now, some of the songs tonight will tell a story. And this one tells a story, but it's just an ordinary story. It's about a friend who wrote a letter to another friend and got a letter back. And just talking about their ordinary lives and reflecting back on the past and who they were years gone by. Michelle Schacht is a folk singer. She was discovered in Kerrville, Texas. There's a folk festival there. She's a political activist, raised a Mormon in Dallas, Texas. She got the name Michelle Schacht when she was being arrested at a protest and had to give a name, and she gave the name Michelle Schacht, and thinking it sounded like Shell Schacht. So this is her song, Anchorage, and just tells a story.
I took time out to write to my old friend. I walked across that burning bridge, mailed my letter off to Dallas, but her reply came from Anchorage, Alaska. She said, "Hey girl, it's about time you wrote. It's been over 2 years, you know, my old friend. Take me back to the days of the foreign telegrams and the all-night rock and rolling. Hey, Shell, we was wild then. Hey, Shell, you know it's kind of funny. Texas always seems so big, but you know you're in the largest state in the Union when you're anchored down in Anchorage. Hey, girl, I think the last time I saw you was on me and Leroy's wedding day. What was the name of that love song you played? I forgot how it goes. I don't recall how it goes." Got a better job, so we moved. Kevin lost his tooth, now he started school. I got a brand new 8-month-old baby girl. I sound like a housewife. Hey, girl, I think I'm a housewife. Hey, girl, what's it like to be in New York? New York City, imagine that. Tell me, what's it like to be a skateboard punk rocker? Leroy says, "Send a picture." Leroy says, "Hello." Leroy says, "I'll keep on rocking, girl. Yeah, keep on rocking. Hey, Shell, you know it's kind of funny. Texas always seems so big, but you know you're in the largest state in the Union when you're anchored down in Anchorage. Oh, Anchorage. Anchored down in Anchorage. Oh, Anchorage."
That was Michelle Schacht singing Anchorage. The next song is an amusing song to me. Yeah, I remembered it, and my son was able to get it for me. It's called The Athens Queen. It's by Stan Rogers. Apparently, men who live near places where ships wreck are allowed to salvage the ship and take whatever they want after the ship is wrecked. I don't know the rules about this, but this group was having a drink, a group together drinking a bottle when a ship wrecked. And they decided to wait till low tide. So they had a few more drinks. By the time they went out to the shipwreck to see what they could salvage, they were all pretty well four sheets to the wind, as you'll hear in the story. And it goes on from there. This is sung by Stan Rogers, probably one of the finest folk singers in Canada for many years. Died young. His brother Garnet still sings, and his son is now singing. He's playing banjo on this arrangement. So this is The Athens Queen. Oh, let me tell you that my son Matt has a radio show in Maine, and he played this song. So I recorded the song. And inadvertently, I picked up Matt's comments after the song. And I left them in. I'm going to let you hear them so you can compare his style of his radio show with mine. So after the song ends, you'll hear 20 or 30 seconds of my son, Matt Baia, commenting on Stan Rogers and the Athens Queen. And that'll give you sort of a little, some insight as to where I get some of this from and where he got some of it from. So here we go with The Athens Queen by Stan Rogers.
We were drinking down to Reedy's house when first we heard the blow. It seemed to come from River Rock, so boldly forth we go. And sure enough, the rusty tub could just be barely seen. As her stern was high up in the air, we made out Athens Queen. Oh, the lovely Athens Queen. Me boys, I must remind you, there's a bottle left inside. So let us go and have a few and wait until low tide. And if the sea's not plainer when the glasses are licked clean, we will then set forth some dories, lads, and see what may be seen on the lovely Athens Queen. Some songs and old tall stories then came out to pass the time. Nor could a single bottle keep us all until low tide. And so it was before we left the house we were at sea. So I scarcely can remember how we made the Athens Queen. Oh, the lovely Athens Queen. Oh, the waves inside me belly were as high as those outside. And though I'm never seasick, I lost dinner overside. 'Twas well there was no crew to save, for we'd have scared 'em green. We could scarcely keep ourselves from falling off the Athens Queen. Oh, the lovely Athens Queen. Well, Reedy goes straight down below and comes up with a cow. Hello, I said, now what would you be wanting with that now? You'll never take a cow home in a dory on such sea. Well, me son, he says, I've always fancied fresh cream in me tea for the lovely Athens Queen. I headed for the galley then, as I was rather dry. And glad I was to get there quick, for what should I espy? Oh, what a shame it would have been for to lose it all at sea. 40 cases of the best Napoleon brandy ever seen on the lovely Athens Queen. I loaded 20 cases, boys, then headed for the shore. Unloaded them as quick as that, and then pulled back for more. Smith was pulling for the shore, but he could scarce be seen. Under near 200 chickens and a leather couch of green from the lovely Athens Queen. Well, here's to all good salvagers, likewise to River Rock. And to Napoleon brandy, of which now we have much stock. We eat a lot of chicken and sit on a couch of green. And we wait for River Rock to claim another Athens Queen. Oh, the lovely Athens Queen.
Now there's a story song for you. They eat a lot of chicken and sit on a couch of green, and they drink Napoleon brandy, of which now they have much stock. after the whole thing there. That was Stan Rogers again on his CD Fogarty's Cove, his first album.
Well, that was Matt Baia, that little thing following. And I think it's a great song. The guys go out drunk to go start with and come across 40 cases of Napoleon brandy. So this was a good trip for them. You're listening to Harry Baya on Wombats and Music. I'm your host, and each week I explain that the wombat part of the title is my license to play things other than songs. And the next thing coming up is a wombat. This is not a song. This is a story, a short story or a joke or whatever you want to call it, told by Justin Wilson. I've played some other things by Justin Wilson, but I haven't played this one yet. So Justin Wilson is from Louisiana. He's a self-styled raconteur. And he got into this business because he was a safety engineer and had to give a lot of lectures, and he bored people to tears. And since he was from sort of the Cajun part of Louisiana, he began to interspice his lectures with little anecdotes and stories and regional things. And that became so popular, he finally ended up quitting being a safety engineer, became an entertainer, and later a chef, a well-known Cajun chef on TV for years. So this is his story, and I won't tell you what it's called because it's part of the story. But here's Justin Wilson telling a story about his part of Louisiana.
Well, not far from Baton Rouge, we got a town how you call New Road. And I got a friend who lived there, and one day I brought myself there to see him. And when I get there, I see him walk down the main street. And he got a Times-Picayune, New Orleans, Times-Picayune daily paper under his right arm. And I can tell the way he looked, that he looked for that smart Cajun what every town got one off. If it's a Cajun, doll, if it ain't, it's a smart something else. And I decide I'm not going to leave him see me. I'm going to eavesdrop and see what's going on. And he finally find that smart kid, and he say, I'm glad for you to see me, I guarantee. And that smart kid say, I'm glad for you to see me, too. What you want to know, huh? He say, how you know I want to know something? He say, look, you would not look for me unless you want to know something. Go ahead and ask me. I'm bound to know. He say, okay. Can you tell me where a female woman's yet is, huh? That kid say, what you say? He say, I asked you a silver question, and I want a silver answer. Can you tell me where female women's yet, Y-E-T, is, huh? This smart kid say, female women, they don't got some yet. My friend say, look, just because you don't know where it's located, that don't mean she don't got one. I guarantee she got one. And a big argument start, that smart kid say, oh, no, she ain't. My friend say, oh, yes, she is. Oh, no, oh, yeah, oh, no, yeah, no. Hell, yeah, hell, no. Well, that smart Cajun realized he's not going to get someplace like that, so he said, look, you so smart come up and ask me them fool questions. How you know a female woman got a yet? My friend say, I didn't taught you to ever ask me. He reached under his arm and he grabbed that daily New Orleans Times-Picayune and opened it up on the front page. And he say, cash you are right down. It say right there that a female woman been shot with a .38 special and the bullet is in her yet.
That was Justin Wilson with his story about yet. And it's probably just as well I don't comment too much on that, except to say I enjoyed the story. The next song is called It's All in the Game. It's from 1958. And it's the only pop standard co-written by a vice president. Charles Dawes, a vice president of the United States, wrote the tune for this melody. And it was around for a number of years before somebody put words to it. I think it was written in 1951. And the artist who made this famous is Tommy Edwards. He sang a version of It's All in the Game, which became a big hit, number one, for 6 weeks. And many other artists have also sung this song. And the movie October Sky had this song in it, and the author of the book October Sky said he wanted the song in it because it was his favorite song in high school, and it was one of my favorite songs too back then. So here we go with It's All in the Game.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game. have words with him, and your future's looking dim. But these things your hearts can run. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side with a sweet bouquet.
Was It's All in the Game, sung by Tommy Edwards from 1958. The next song is by Crystal Gayle. It's called I'll Do It All Over Again. Crystal Gayle was born Brenda Gayle Webb in 1951. She had 18 number one country hits. She was known for her nearly floor-length hair, and at one point, 1983, she was voted as one of the 50 most beautiful people in the world. She was 16 years younger than her sister, Loretta Young, who also became a very famous, Loretta Lee, I think that should be, very famous folk music singer, a country singer. She was from a poor family in Paintville, Kentucky, and moved to Wabash, Indiana when she was four. By the way, I've been looking at these singers. I noticed that many of them moved around when they were young. Now, maybe just a cross-section of the United States that everybody, a lot of people moved around when they were young. But it seems to me that a disproportionate number of them move from one place to another. She had a number of hits that I remember. I've played them on the show. I've played I'll Get Over You, and I've played We Must Believe in Magic. I especially like We Must Believe in Magic. But this one I like too. This is a story of how life can get complicated and you still keep pressing on, and if you have a problem, you live through it again, and because of the fun of getting into the problem. Well, that's my interpretation. Let's see how you interpret this. I'll Do It All Over Again by Crystal Gayle.
Was I right? Was I wrong? A little too weak, a little too strong. Was it him? Was it me? Oh, I guess I'll never know. Well, you're up, then you're down. Oh, but the world keeps turning around. Ain't it hard to find something to hang on to? But I know that my heart will mend, and I know that I'll smile. Say that's the way it's for. laugh, then you cry. Oh, but I guess that's life. So you live and you learn, and never look back at the bridges you burn. And you change somehow. Oh, I'm a little bit wiser now, but I know that my heart will mend, and I know that I'll smile again. I'll be back on my feet, and then I'll do it all over again. But I know that my heart will mend, and I know that I'll smile again. I'll be back on my feet, and then I'll do it all over again. I'll do it all.
That was Crystal Gayle singing I'll Do It All Over Again. You're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya. The show normally airs Monday nights from 7 to 8 and sometimes Wednesdays at 3. And it's a chance to share with you the songs I find most, memorable, the ones that really get to me. The next one is one of my favorites from way back. This is from 1983. It's called You Can't Hurry Love, and it's by Phil Collins. The original version of this song was by the Supremes in 1966, and Phil Collins did this cover in 1983, and I like both versions. Phil Collins was a drummer. He played with Genesis for years. He had a number of number one hits, big chart hit toppers. He used his own musical notation system he developed when he was young. He was a child actor, I found out. Reading up on the notes, he was in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, among other things. He was in A Hard Day's Night as a child. So Phil had a career before he even got into music. Anyway, this is his version of You Can't Hurry Love.
It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No, you just
You Can't Hurry Love by Phil Collins. The next song is kind of an interesting little twist. It's sung by a group called The Hit Crew, and the name of the song is The Wild Wild West. And I took a line dancing class here at Emory one summer in the evening, and this is one of the songs we used to dance to, and I loved some of the songs, and I would track them down and save them before I knew I had a radio show, so I'm glad I did, because this is one I like a lot. This is a change of pace. This is close to disco. It's more of a line dance song, and I may, in fact, I plan to kind of interrupt or voice over part of it, because there's a lot of instrumentals in here. But here's the funny thing about the Hit Crew. They aren't a popular band. They just do covers. They cover other people's songs. They play a version that was of pop songs. They make up albums with a collection of songs that have been hits by others, and they do their own version. Now, this particular one, the Wild Wild West, I think he did a great version. I think it's probably better than the original. The original song was written for a Will Smith movie, and I think the name of the movie was Wild Wild West. And this is their version. So it's kind of a disco thing, and I want you to envision, and I may help you a little, I want you to envision people line dancing. Men, women, perhaps some children, all of them knowing the steps. And they're all together as this song leads them through and the beat gets heavy. They're all dancing in lines and turning and moving forward and back. So this is the Wild Wild West sung by the Hit Crew. See the people all lined up, moving along. Step left, step left, step left. Oh,
now put your flags
right.
In the air, march them up and down. You can live it up all over the town. Turn to the left, turn to the right. I don't care as long as she comes tonight. She's so mean, but I don't care. I love her eyes and her wild, wild hair.
Cool, I'm on with the bottom of one like you. Said it's something like my pistol, me walking like a you. And my real mama dead, if I six
So that was the Wild Wild West by the Hit Crew, used for line dances. We're going to stay in the country theme. That was sort of country. And the next song is called I Washed My Hands in Muddy Waters. It's by Charlie Rich. Charlie Rich had quite a career. In later in his career, he was known as the Silver Fox. He had his hair turned white, I guess, and he has blonde to start with, I think. He was from Arkansas, and he had quite a different a variety. He sang jazz, he sang blues, country, gospel, rockabilly. I don't know what you'd call this, but I guess country. I like the earthiness of this song. Muddy Waters, there's some earth. So this is Charlie Rich singing I Wash My Hands in Muddy Waters.
Well, I was born and made in Georgia. Care for my daddy.
So that was I Wash My Hands in Muddy Waters by Charlie Rich. Next song is going to be a little change of pace. This is a sort of a folk song in a way. It's called The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. It's sung by Gordon Lightfoot. He's a Canadian singer. I've played another song by him on the show, Sundown, one of my all-time favorites. And this I like a lot, too. This he wrote to commemorate and acknowledge the sinking on November 10th, 1975, of a Canadian freighter, actually an American freighter, in Lake Superior. All hands were lost in a bad storm. And so he wrote this to sort of tell the story of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Now, we're going to stop for a minute. I'm going to give you a little music lesson. Those of you who already know music, well, you can call me up or write me. Oh, by the way, if you want to contact me and let me know about your thoughts on my show, my name is Harry Baya, B-A-Y-A, and my email address here at Emory and Henry College, where the show originates, is hbaya, H-B-A-Y-A, at ehc.edu. That's Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. So those of you who know about music, you can write in and correct my discussion of music theory, which is coming up right now. This song, it said in the notes, is in Dorian mode. So I looked up Dorian mode, and I'll explain to you what Dorian mode is, as I understand it. Let's start with the piano keyboard. All the white keys on the keyboard are, if you start with the C key and go up the scale, you'll get do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. That's all white keys. So that would be in the key of C major. A song in the key of C major would use those white notes, all white notes, and it would tend to emphasize, revolve around the note C. That's hard to explain that, but that's the way it is. If you were to start with, in the same white notes, if you were to start with the key, the A note rather than the C note, you'd be in a minor key. A song in a minor key would use those same white notes, but it would just emphasize the A more than the C. And I've been in several discussions with music theoreticians asking, what happens if the song doesn't clearly lean on A or C? Is it in a minor or is it in a major? And they didn't like that discussion. They said every song is clearly in a particular mode. It's either in minor or major or something else, or Dorian mode. Now, the Dorian mode, I looked it up on Wikipedia, the Dorian mode is also uses all white keys, except it starts with E. So the emphasizes the E rather than the C. Now, one little more piece of music theory before we move on. If you're playing in the key of C and you raise every note in the song one half step on a piano, each note, each key next to the other one next to it, whether it's white or black, is a half step. If you were playing in the key of C and you raise it all a half step, you'd be in C sharp. Anyway, all the white notes is the key of C, or it could be in A minor, or it could be in the Dorian mode. Huh, so that's a little lesson. Now, so this song is in the Dorian mode, which means that's what makes it sound a little different. It also tells a story, and this is the story of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know ya. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril.
later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the words turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. They prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed and it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitchagumi. Superior, they said, never gives up for dead when the gales of November come early.
That was The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot. I heard a parody of that once in Key West, but I can't tell you about it on the air. If you ever see me personally, ask me about the parody of The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. The next song is a unique song. It's the only Japanese language song to ever reach number one on the U.S. hit parade. And it's called Sukiyaki. It was a popular hit in Japan, and it somehow made it across the ocean and became a hit in the U.S. They didn't have a title for it, and so someone came up with the name Sukiyaki, which is the name of a Japanese food. It has absolutely nothing to do with the song. The song, I read, in Japanese, it's about a man who's sad and probably lost his love, his lady friend, and he looks up and whistles so the tears won't fall. He tilts his head up and looks, and he does this, the song tells us, in each season of the year. And that's what the Sukiyaki song is telling us. It's sung by Kiyu Sakamoto, and it was number one on our hit parade in 1963 in the United States.
Oh, 思い出す春の日一人ぼっちの夜上を向いて歩こう滲んだ星を数えて思い出す夏の日一人ぼっちの夜幸せは雲の上に幸せは空の涙がこぼれないように泣きながら歩く一人ぼっちの夜一人ぼっちの夜悲しみは星の影に悲しみは月の影に上を向いて歩こう涙がこぼれないように泣きながら歩く一人ぼっちの夜一人ぼっちの夜
So that was Sukiyaki by Kiyu Sakamoto. This is Harry Baya. You're listening to Wombats and Music. This is on Monday nights from 7 to 8 on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station, coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And I play anything I want on these shows so far, and I've had a lot of fun picking out the songs. I have more fun researching and finding out songs I want to play. The next song is by John Cougar Mellencamp. I've played two other songs by him this academic year. This is the third one by him. This is called Jack and Diane. And I researched it, and I had heard the song and liked the song, but I found some things out about it. One thing I found out was that there's clapping in it. John Mellencamp said that the clapping was not supposed to be left in the song. He'd put the clapping in to help the band keep up. Apparently this song has a very strange rhythm. You'll hear it. It starts and stops. Each phrase kind of hangs in the air sometimes. And so he clapped. They had people clapping to keep the rhythm. And then, after they'd recorded the song, they decided the clapping sounded good. In fact, the song wouldn't work without it. Also, he mentions that one of the people he worked with, Mike Rosen, really made the song work. John had given up on the song, pretty much said he wasn't going to ever record it. And Mike Rosen liked the song and kept working on it and suggested he put baby rattles in it. I don't hear any baby rattles in there. See if you can hear them. But whatever happened, Mike Rosen made the song work, and John said this is really his song, his arrangement of it, and it's a great song. It tells a story of young people, sort of his youth, John's youth, a little bit, young people who are in love, I guess. So this is Jack and Diane by John Cougar Mellencamp.
Oh, little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. The walk on. Flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to the city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone.
So let it rock, let it roll. Let the Bible Belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Change is coming around real soon, make us women.
American kids doing best they can.
Jack and Diane by John Cougar Mellencamp. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, inviting you to join me next week when we will once again celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Good night.